Good morning. We're learning Chayyadim, Chlal, Chafalif, Simen Yud Gimel. We're talking about the different forms of Kiddush Hashem, which are expressed through Mesiras Nefesh. So we skipped a line which talks about money. It says, even if we're talking about any lav in the Torah, so even though it's not Bifur Hesya, and even though it's not L'Havir Odasoy, Mekomokam Afilu Betzinov, Afilu Hanoz Atzmai, Chayv Odom Litin, Kola Shaloi, Velo Lavra, Lav the Raisa. A person has to give up all of his money not to transgress a mitzvah in the Torah. The Torah says not to do something, it's a lav, and he's being threatened that if he does not do this avera, he will lose all of his money. The person will burn down his property unless he does this avera. So even though theoretically that's a terrible tragedy, losing all of his property, etc., but the person cannot transgress a lav in the Torah for money. So the Chofetz Chaim talks about that. Lashon Hara is a lav in the Torah. The boss says, listen, tell me who did it. In a situation where halachically that's not permitted to say, many times it is, many times it's not. Person has to be familiar with halacha of Lashon Hara. And the boss says to him, if you don't tell me I'm going to fire you, you will have no job. And so I'm going to lose all my money, I'm going to lose all my income. So a person does not have a head to say Lashon Hara to save his income, to save his money. And that's quite a challenge that a person would be called upon to withstand. It would be very difficult, but that is the halacha. Now, what about a mitzvah say? That's about doing an aveira. So there we say that it's a little different. A person has to spend the money to do something. I need a pair of tefillin, so the tefillin cost $1,000, and I only own $2,000. So if I give $1,000, I only have $1,000 left. So I'm not mechuyev to spend that amount of money for tefillin, and I'm considered an onus. If the tefillin available to borrow, I will borrow them. If I live where there's no tefillin available to borrow, I'm not mechuyev to buy tefillin. I will not be putting on tefillin because I'm not mechuyev to spend more than one fifth of my property for the purpose of a mitzvah. So if I owe $5,000, I'm mechuyev to take $1,000 out and spend it to buy tefillin, even though I'm only going to be left with $4,000, four fifths of what I had before. So chaimish, one fifth of the value of what I have, I am mechuyev to spend to do mitzvahs. But beyond that, I am not mechuyev to spend to do mitzvahs. That's halacha of chaimish. The bir halacha in Simon Taf Reish Nun Vav, in Simon 656. Says that the real issue here is not asay versus lois asay, it's active versus passive. That most lois asay is the Torah says don't do something, so the way you transgress is by actively going against the words of the Torah. Most asay is you're mechuyev to do something, and the way you transgress is by passively sitting still and not doing it, so you're transgressing passively. So in active transgression, you're not allowed to go against the words of the Torah actively for all the money in the world. Passive, which means I'm just going to sit there and not, I'm going to do my Aveira by not doing anything. I'm just going to be passive. I'm not going to put on tefillin. So I'm being passive. I'm not going to put on tzitzis. I'm being passive. I'm not doing it. So a transgression which is passive, if it's going to cost me more than a fifth, I'm allowed to be passive and not do it. Shei v'altas. I'm sitting there not doing anything. So there are certain mitzvahs asay, which are the Torah writes in the language of an asay, but the point is don't do something. So you transgress it by doing. So that's like a los asay, that you transgress by doing. And vice versa, there are certain los asays which the transgression is going to be in a passive manner. So again, so the rules of one-fifth or all of your money would apply to whether it's active or passive, not whether it's an asay or a los asay. Well, that's the point that the Bir Halacha points out over there. Next question is, We sort of skipped a category. We have loss of life, and we have loss of money. What about loss of function of the body, loss of a limb? If a person will transgress the Aveira, if he doesn't do this, he's going to lose his eyesight. Chas v'shalom. He's going to lose his hearing. He's going to lose, his arm will wither. The doctor says that he needs to and we apply to active and passive. The doctor says that if he needs to keep his arm stationary and not put on tefillin, otherwise he's, because whatever damage there is to the arm, if he doesn't let the arm rest now for two months and not put on tefillin, his arm will become withered and it will not be functional. So how do we judge that? Or are we asking him to eat treif? Why? To save his eyesight. The only way he can save his eyesight, he needs a certain type of vitamin, which is only found in these non-kosher foods, and he must eat. He can't take it with a pill, he must take the food. And otherwise he's going to lose his eyesight, chas v'shalom. So how do we deal with loss of limb? I mean, loss of life, we say, eat the treif of food. Loss of money, don't eat the treif of food, loss of limb. So when it comes to mitzvah aseh, the Pesukim agree that loss of a limb or loss of function of the body is greater than one, has more value than one-fifth of your money. So therefore, the person in that situation will not put on tefillin, because that's not asking him to spend more than one-fifth of his money. The potential loss of the function of his arm is more valuable than a fifth, so he's not going to put on tefillin in that situation, and he won't put on tefillin for the next 2 months, his arm can get a rest, have a rest, and not be, lose the loss of the ability to function. When it comes to transgressing, actively eating treif, so this is a machlokes in halacha, where the person can actively eat treif in order to save a limb. Most situations that's not a common issue. Issue where it plays out is on Hilchos Shabbos, which we'll talk about as Hashem in the next year. Have a good day.